This morning, we have four young people from our parish that participated in the 30-hour famine here in Lexington at Good Shepherd. Leah Cardwell, Hannah and Sophie Edlin, and Alexandria Gillian. Got it. We're excited that they're here to tell us about their experience this weekend. I've invited Sophie Edlin to preach to us this morning to tell us about the 30-hour famine. Sophie, if you would take the pulpit, the congregation may be seated.
The Lord cannot be quiet any longer. He appeared in the form of a burning bush, so there was no mistaking who the voice belonged to, and said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. The Lord heard the suffering and anguish of his beloved people and had to take extraordinary measures to get the job done. The Lord hears the same cry today in his people. Parents cry each day for the 26,000 children under the age of 5 years who die every day from hunger and hunger-related diseases. He sees the suffering in the faces of each of his beloved little children as they face each day in pain from hunger, in agony from diarrhea, from unclean drinking water, illness and confusion, which comes from malnutrition, and the pain of watching their parents watch them die. We learn that most times we know that there are people starving, but we never think about the conditions that they live in, and how not only does hunger lead to malnutrition, but disease and brain deficiencies as well. Seeing these people in the videos made us feel like we would do anything to help them in any way we can, and it made us realize how lucky we are to have such frivolous lives and vanities. We learn to be grateful for all the things that we have and what they don't. For 30 hours, we face just a small part of the way two-thirds of the world lives. Hunger strikes at your feeling of mortality and strength. It makes you realize the feeling of pain that affects many of our brothers and sisters in the world. When Jesus was in the desert, he was tempted by the devil to turn stones into bread. Jesus replies, "One cannot live on bread alone." This saying shows the true meaning during our fast. As we are in God's hands, we are mortal. The hunger strikes at your strength, tempting you to quit and eat. But with prayer and juice, the fast was made possible. God sent Moses to bring comfort to his people, but his hands and voice on earth and to lead his people to freedom. God led us and their leaders to be his hands to educate and to save his children. In Luke, we hear the parable of the fig tree. The tree that does not bear good fruit should be nurtured so it can bear fruit, lest it be cut down, to make room for a tree that does. We all have the ability to bear good fruit. We worked hard to bear good fruit over the 30 hours. We reached out to the forgotten, the poorest of the poor, and the ignored members of our community. We went to the Nest. The Nest is a facility that meets needs of families in crisis. We cleaned offices of volunteers and part-time help. We cleaned the daycare center. We learned that a house may not be a home. We learned not to take our homes and safety for granted. One of the things that occurred to us was how little we know about our classmates and that they too could be in crisis without showing it. We saw God in the director and volunteers who helped these families and appreciated our efforts. We had speakers from Seedleaf and helped at a community garden. Seedleaf is a nonprofit garden that helps grow and feed people in need in our community. The people that use Seedleaf don't have enough food to feed their families. It helps people eat fresh, healthy, and nutritious food. We thought about what it would be like to be in that situation and how difficult it would be to have to live like this every day. We learned that we are lucky and should be grateful for the things we have. Also, that though we might farm when we want to, others have to farm to survive. We had speakers from Room in the Inn come talk to us. Room in the Inn is an organization that feeds and shelters homeless men in Lexington from November to March. People come together to create hot meals that nourish these men. Churches all around Lexington, like Christ Church Cathedral and Good Shepherd, help to host room in the inn so that the men will have a place to stay every night of the week. We made brownies that will be served to the men the next time Good Shepherd hosts them. We saw God in the hopes in the men's faces and everyone who helps with room in the inn. All of our groups collected food for God's food pantry. Most of the world lives on less than $1 a day. Our challenge was to feed a family of four on $1 a day. We discovered while doing this challenge that in our world, it's impossible to feed a family of four on a dollar a day with our food prices. We were given $5 to shop at Kroger to feed a family of four for 5 days with a total of 1,000 calories per day. It made us think about how much we rely on certain foods, while some people just have to eat a cup of maize mixed with water to eat for a day. As the gardener suggests a treatment plan of care for the fig tree, we used worship, Bible study, and learning to nourish ourselves during the 30 hours. We also spent our time in Bible study and worship. We feel especially close to God when we were together in our compline, which included candlelight and personal prayers. In addition to the service, we also did Bible studies in our small tribal groups, which forced us to think deeply about the world around us and what God means to it. We not only experienced a touch of hunger some of God's children face every day, but we learned about life as a refugee. We learned that it is hard to get food, especially with a disability. We played games that showed us how difficult it could be in a third world country to get food. For instance, we had a scavenger hunt, and we made a container to help our precious eggs from breaking. We also put a name on our back and tried to hide the name from others, which showed us how people in Africa have to hide who they are. The tribal games helped us connect to others' lives, and we felt sad. We wish that their hard lives and work they do will pay off to stop from their poverty. Moses returned to Egypt, changed and strengthened by his encounter with God. His life had a new direction and focus. He went back to Egypt determined to do God's will. We have also come out of this experience with a new perspective. We made a difference in the world. Besides the community service work done, we have so far collected $4,000. With a federal grant, that money is raised to $16,000. We saved 42 children's lives by feeding them for 1 year. We also made a connection with one special child each. We each got a prayer partner at the beginning and put their name on the back of our name tag. My prayer partner was Esmeralda. Whenever I was feeling hungry, I would pray for her. The burning bush was the start of a relationship with God for Moses that lasted the rest of his life. We developed an intimate relationship that involved trust, faith, and a journey that lasted a lifetime. Our 30-hour famine was the first step in our journey. We invite you to join with us in that journey of trust and faith, to do all in our power, one child at a time, to stop the suffering of God's beloved little children. Help us be in the hands of God and surround each child with love, warmth, food, and clean water. And let us all bear good fruit, fruit that fills the leaves the world full, fruit that reflects the gardener's heart. May the gardener's heart become our heart. Amen.